Shalom Mishpocha, Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall is separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new humanity, one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. You know, Eddie, my guest is Eddie James. I don't think I've told you about this, but we have actually started our own television network, and we're adding one show at a time. Would you be interested in doing a television show for us on our new network?
It would be my honor. It would be a pleasure to do that.
But you'd have to get high-definition cameras. Do you have that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's terrific, because I believe you're supposed to be on our network. It's on everything available. It's on every smartphone in the world can pick it up free. And depending on what type of phone you have, like if it's an iPhone, you just go to the iPhone App Store and you look up Sid Roth's It's Supernatural app and you get it free. But we're on every possible platform right now, and it's an amazing network because it's only going to have shows of people that are 100% dependent on God. So Eddie's going to be on with us, but we've got some amazing shows. I don't want the shows that are on every network. I want young people that have the goods, and I don't want to have any telethon. Well, that's another story. We'll go into it. We're about ready to have a revival. What did God show you when you were at the Western Wall in Israel?
Oh, goodness. Sid, my spirit is so stirred about awakening and what, you know, being there, seeing, you know, my heart, first of all, is so just, I'm seeing the Jews praying, and I see how earnest, and I see how passionate, and I'm looking at this, and one moment I'm saying, God, they're going after you. Some of these people are so sincere. Lord, will you visit them? And I saw an outbreak of the Spirit of God hit the Wailing Wall in such a way that I believe we're going to see awakening, that I believe that people are going to be praying and the revelation of Jesus is going to hit them in such a powerful way. And I believe signs, wonders, and miracles, I really believe it's going to be an outbreak of the Spirit of God right there at the wall.
I believe that, too, and that passion, I understand. And have you noticed the way when they pray, they kind of like bend over and rock? Do you know the reason behind that? There's a reason. The reason that they do that is they want every fiber of their body worshiping God. And that's the reason they're rocking. They're just trying to get their whole body involved in worship for God.
Wow.
Now, they know God, the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they have not met God the Son. And what you're saying is this is God's moment in history. It's called the fullness of the Gentile age, in which God is once again going to remove the spiritual scales from the eyes of Jewish people. And here's my belief, Eddie. Revival's going to start in Israel and spread to the four corners of the earth because God wants to have mercy one last time. And I'm believing God for a major revival in America and every nation of the world.
Yes, sir. I believe you're absolutely on target. I see that in the spirit. I believe when I go to Israel, you know, at least once or twice a year, when I go there, I am stirred with what I believe will be released in the earth from that place. And I really believe that we're going to see rabbis and we're going to see some of the Orthodox Jews come on the scene with such authority and with such power. I believe some of the most powerful people operating in signs and wonders would be some of these ones whose eyes were darkened, like Paul. And they're going to have a road to Damascus experience. And we're going to see some of the most powerful moves of the Holy Ghost from those people.
And you know what? It's not going to just be the Jewish people there. Jews and Muslims are having dreams and visions, whereas man can't penetrate that religious spirit on them, God can. And, you know, I was talking to a Muslim young woman at a mall last night, as a matter of fact, and I started, and I knew what she was going to say because I understand Islam. I said, you know, a lot of Muslims are having amazing dreams and visions. She says, oh, yes, we believe in dreams and visions. I said, and these are dreams and visions that Jesus is the Son of God. You should have seen her face drop. But anyway, they are. Jews and Muslims are having visions. Jesus is coming to them, and they are going to be they're going to start the fires all over the world.
I believe it.
I mean, these radical Jews and these radical Muslims are going to be radical for Jesus.
When Khalid came to Jesus and he shared his faith with his family, he was a Muslim and he was rejected by his family. But his sister, at the time, Alisa, she went in her room and she began to pray. And Holy Spirit revealed Jesus to her through dreams and visions. And she became a Christian living in a Muslim home. And she was beaten for it. She was ostracized for it. But she became a Christian in a Muslim home. And it was because of the dreams and the visions God showed her that Jesus Christ is exactly who he said he is. So yeah, I believe you're right on with that.
I see all the bad things about ready to happen to America, all the judgments about ready to happen to America. But I see one of the greatest revivals the world has ever seen. And guess what? God loves you so much. He has you alive just for this revival that's coming. Tell me about the song, Awakening.
I believe that what you're saying is true, and I believe it because, one, I see awakening happening in my young people. Some of the people who are the darkest out there, whether it's gang banging and the drugs and the perversion with the different the homosexuality issues, all of the different things that we're seeing happening. We're seeing first fruits in our lives of young people that the church discards and the world says are the worst. They're the ones that are not only coming Christian and really receiving Christ, but they carry the spirit of awakening. For an example, we were just in Rochelle, Illinois, and a young man that we brought who was a drug addict one day, the next day he's praying for a woman and sees her leg grow. She has one leg shorter than the other, and both legs become even as he's watching the leg grow before his very eyes. He was a drug addict. He was high when he got to me, and the next day, so full of faith, he is seeing limbs grow. That's powerful. Just the spirit of awakening is just hitting the earth.
Okay, we're making Eddie James three top music CDs. One, the most requested one he has, available for a gift of $40. Don't be meshuggah. That's a Hebrew word for crazy. Order these three CDs. Awakening.
Coming to your land.
Place a credit card order for today's offer? Call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.